here we come at you again, crossing state lines. Joe here.
Sherry here.
And,
COVID's here.
Yep, he's here too. Him and his sharp nails freaking destroying my hands. We're just wrapping up Thanksgiving. We did yesterday at my brother's place, Sherry's mom's place, last Thursday. It's Sunday, by the way, so that's in an hour will be, I'll be watching my Eagles destroy the Giants. And,
yeah, it's Sunday for us, whenever you're listening.
Yep.
Oh my God, coincidence, whoever you are that's listening also on Sunday. Good for you.
Look at that. we just kind of figured out on talking about like how our minds work. Maybe get into our brains a little bit. And I notice this a lot. Sometimes I'm just like, why am I thinking the way I am? Or why am I so irritated? Or why I'm so antsy or lazy or whatever? I was just thinking about that. And you know, I think it's important to understand how your mind works, you know, on a personal level and be able to communicate that. I'm not sure. Do a whole lot of people do that even?
Do what? Talk
like
about?
Like, just say, hey, I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people with anxiety and people with depression and such, maybe not necessarily say it out loud, but definitely say it. I mean, I don't know why I just feel super sad right now. You know?
Yeah.
But I would like to hear from our sponsor real quick, and we're going to come right back with, you know, personality traits and things and such. Okay, yeah, be right back. All right, thank you. We are back. I wanted to start with how was it like growing up with your mind, like with school and everything? And, like, did you get your homework done? Like, how were you at school?
Oh, yeah. I was very young. And I'm still sort of more or less the same way now. I just used my time wisely. I know one thing I do remember about being at school is our flex time. We'd have flex period. A lot of people would, like, talk or whatever. Well, I did my homework, so it was done. So I got home, I didn't have to do it because I knew that was a structured enough environment that when I get home, I would kind of, my mind would kind of probably go all over the place. It's easier to do it then.
That's
easier for me to do it
then. Hilarious, because I used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
We didn't have it like flex period, but like during lunch or like when maybe we were supposed to be reading something in class, because I hated reading. I never read anything. So I would do my homework in other classes at the same time, too.
Right. Yep.
And, I mean, I didn't get bad grades. I wasn't, like, a C average student either. I got, you know, some good grades. I guess I would say low B, high C student.
Yeah. I remember sometimes some people, because I wasn't really sure how to be social. It was weird, like, when you're, you know, end of middle school, high school, I didn't know how to be social. Like, we'd be in the time where we'd be able to talk and just, you know, socialize. And I know somebody made fun of me. I'm not going to put his name out there because I still think he's a jackass. But, he was like, you know, Joe, talk. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't, you know, this is not my thing. Like, I don't know where it came from. I just, it didn't come naturally to me to just start talking to somebody. And now looking back, I think it's a good thing. I'm glad. Like, I think it kind of protected me a little bit. My own shortcomings were actually a good thing. Like, and not everybody is the same way. Like, and I, even now, even way for different reasons, I am sometimes a little hesitant to talk to people that I'm not completely comfortable with, because I just, I don't know, I have trust issues. Like, I gotta trust you before I can, you know.
Looking back now, I'm actually realizing how much of a social butterfly that I was, how my dad describes it. I never felt like I was like that, but looking back right now, I'm seeing that I was, because I didn't really care about school. I cared about hanging out with friends and, you know, being with other people all the time. Like, if I would ever skip class, it would be to, like, hang out with a group of friends.
Right.
Because I, you know, I guess I had, like, super FOMO before it was a thing.
Huh.
I heard there's medication for that. But I picked my friends because I don't know what I thought I had in my head, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I love them. I want to be friends with them. And then I would be friends with them.
Yeah.
And that happened with almost like every group of friends. I can get along with everybody too. And
I was intimidated by a lot of people because I was like, just the clothes they wear. It's high school. It's looking back, it's oh so freaking high school. Like, the people created their own cliques.
Uh-huh.
This, like, they, you know, they wore certain clothes. And looking back, I'm like, man, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I wasn't quite, like, a part of a whole lot of, I was my own person. I had, like, I had my, like, car stuff in mind. I definitely wasn't into cars as I got into it, like, later on. I mean, when I really started working on stuff. But that was my thing. Like, I, you know, and getting back to the, touching back on the whole, like, flex thing when I would do my homework, there was people that would be like, well, what are you doing? And I think the teacher noticed them asking me, and they were like, he's using his time wisely to get something done now so that he can do whatever he wants later. Mm-hmm. And I was like, boom, bitch, you hear what the teacher said? That's me. Like, but I just... And maybe part of it was I just didn't, once again, I didn't quite know how to interact socially. So that was an easy thing for me to do. Is just, oh, this is where I can put my focus because I don't really know what this is about. So I'm going to do this over here.
And now, how many jobs have you had?
Jobs total? I mean, I worked at a miniature golf course. I worked on a couple of different farms, and then I worked at a used car dealership, Chevy dealership, fleet service company, and now Interstate.
Okay.
So,
it would probably take me a good minute to say all of mine.
A minute. That'd be an episode. I think we've done that. I thought we've done that.
Jobs?
Before. Yeah.
Did we
do that? Jobs, yeah.
Well, if you go back and listen, there's a lot. I have a lot. I don't even think I mentioned all of that.
That's interesting too, because my job doesn't really require me to be quite social, and that's just kind of the way it is, and
right.
That's the way I am. Your stuff,
I'm
your jobs
just like
were,
you're the ADD part of it. I'm the ADHD part of it because I got what I've noticed is I need constant change, and it's weird because. You're like the opposite.
Yeah.
I have moved everywhere for the past like 10 years. I've lived in somewhere different. I've lived like 8 different places in the last 10 years.
Right.
And you've lived in the same place.
For the past like 13
and
years.
I need to like rearrange my living room and bedroom situations all the time because I just need it to be different sometimes.
Which is crazy because what we were talking about last night, we were out in the garage. I was like, I hate how all this shit is out here. Like, I want to be focused on my car, but when I go out there, there's so many other things. I told you, ideally, what I'd like to have be out there, so I can just focus on that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and I think that's another reason why I've also had so many different jobs, too, is because I don't know if I've necessarily been content with one job or not, or wanted to do something else.
Well, and I like the
quarantine.
Fact... that is what you need to fill your tank during the week.
Yes. You know? I've always actually had two jobs. There was a couple of periods of times where I had three jobs. But I've usually always had two jobs where I'm always doing something else on the side. And I would like to for that to be my crafts, because I feel like that would make me as content to where I could stay at home and do that one thing and be satisfied doing that and not need to, like, because it's different. I'd be making so many different things. I wouldn't be making the same thing.
Right. And I think we're also kind of subconsciously trying to work towards a point in our lives where we can do whatever we want. Like, it's not like I still go work, but I don't have to do that to survive.
Yes. I would love for us to have, like, our own
just a
store.
Freedom.
We could even have a store with all of our things, and I just, you know, I sit there during the day while you go and work on some cars and see if we sell anything, and every winter we make more things. And
or just enough that I could just work for Brad on Saturdays, and that's all I need to do. That'd be great. You know, and that's, I would want to put a quick note in here to people, and I really appreciate, like,
everyone
Sherry
that
being here. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Shout out to Emma.
Emma, I love you.
Yep, your post about the worms and the
early birds.
The early birds, the early worms get the bird. It's freaking hilarious. But to just dream, like, don't be so closed-minded. Like, there are things that could happen if you put your mind to it, like, that aren't so crazy. Like, it just, you know, keeping your mind open to options. And I'm glad I'm at the point where I can actually do that and not get laughed at or made fun of or, oh, you're not going to do that. You're not, like, I don't need that. I don't need that negativity in my life. I don't need it.
Yeah. Which brings us back to, like, our minds and how, like, we're constantly trying to think of, like, I try and tell my mind to shut the fuck up all the time. I'm just like, stop, can you just, like, the only thing that gets me out of my mind is either a concert and listening to music or getting sucked into a television show.
Right. Yeah, and that's what that's what football does for me.
Yeah,
it just kind of, like, takes
my... Football makes me want to take naps all day.
Well, and that's fine. I'm just glad I can do it. Like, I'm just glad I can do it with somebody else that doesn't, like, it isn't annoyed by it. Like, it just, I think you understand what it does for my brain. I can get some, like, energy out.
See,
I just, it excites me. It's fun.
At least you only do it on Sundays, like, or Thursday, whenever there's actual games. At least it's not all day, every day.
Yeah, and I enjoy being able to connect with other people because I know.
I'm
passionate about it.
You've gotten me back into football.
Yeah.
How passionate you are.
Yeah.
Like, I've probably mentioned this before, but you've explained it in different ways as to where other people didn't even want to explain it.
And there's people that are going to be out there, they're just going to be haters of whatever team you have. But they don't know. Like, they don't, you know, they don't, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And,
but
like, even,
you know,
some of the things of you explaining fantasy football made me understand football itself even more.
Right.
Even, I mean, I know that might not make sense, but it did to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of how mind
and,
works.
And, like, what I ran into last night, too, you know, there's, like, a lot of phrases that Philly fans have, like, as far as the Eagles. And I will always be an Eagles fan. But, like, their one phrase that holds true is, nobody likes us, we don't care. Like, and we don't. Emma, you know that. But guess what?
Jen don't care either.
Yeah. But our, that's my team. That's what I love to do. It does something to my mind. Going back to my mind, like, that's just releasing energy or just, like, just being excited about something. Or just, like, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, last week, I got all excited. I had a couple weeks ago, I had the screen door open so Bubba could look outside. And I was watching a game in here. And I was yelling at the TV, like, I was all excited, like, something happened. Eagles scored a touchdown, and scored a lot of touchdowns that time. But I had to walk outside to take the trash out or something. You know, I multitask. Uh-huh. And there's people walking, this couple walking past, and they kind of looked up at me like, you know, what the fuck is he doing in there? I'm like, that's just me. Like, I'm glad they were looking. Like, I am a little weird. But I don't think being loud about a game is that weird, though.
I think we're all a little weird. I mean, when we were down at my dad's and they were watching the debate and we were taking a walk outside, we could hear them from down the street before we turned around and came back.
Yeah.
They were being very loud for a debate.
Another thing I was thinking about was, when I'm on the road noticing people drive, whether I'm driving or not, I notice this, and it's, I don't know what to do with it, but, oh, I just hate people sometimes. I just hate people. And sometimes I wonder, I'm just like, I don't know why that is, or do I know why
that is? What are you talking about? What did you see on the road?
Oh, just people driving. Just people, stupid people driving.
You said you're noticing that. What are they doing? Oh,
just like dumb shit. Just like not having their lights on, or no turn signals, or just cutting in front of people, driving too fast. Just being general assholes. Like, I hate it. Like, it irritates me to no end.
I mean, and I can go back to when we talked about the rules and our pet peeves episode.
Yeah.
Because driving is kind of a big part of our lives. It's kind of how a lot of people get to where we gotta go.
It's how we cross state lines.
Exactly.
Oh. But I also think about this.
But it's also so dangerous, and you need to pay the fuck attention to what you're goddamn doing.
Yeah.
They didn't used to have radios in the car. You shouldn't be needing to change the station to listen to what. Let it fucking play and pay attention to what you're driving. Yes, they did change it so that you can have Bluetooth, so you better not have that phone in your hand up to your ear. I'm telling you what, you better have your goddamn seatbelt on too, because that saves lives.
Well, and you don't need cameras and, like, fucking sensors on your car to be a good driver. You just have to pay attention. You don't need a car that does all that shit for you. You should be a better driver. Like, people should continue to get better at being, like, better drivers. If somebody's pissed off at you and you're driving, maybe you did something wrong. Maybe there's something you got to change. Like, think about it. But, like, I also think maybe it's the past experiences that I've had, because I know full well that both my relationships in the past and past marriages fucked me up. And it somehow did put me in some better situations because they're not around anymore and I never see them. But it also did something to me in my head and my heart that's just not, it'll never be the same. And I can't make it be the same. But I wonder sometimes if when I'm so fucking pissed off at that person driving, if it has something to do with what happened to me in the past. Because, like, I don't know, it's like, what was the phrase? I saw this phrase somewhere on Facebook. It said, anger comes from sadness that had nowhere to go. And I thought about that a lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Like, that's real stuff.
Built up sadness.
Yeah. Because there's so many times that I didn't want to be here, that I didn't even want to be in my own house. Or be
I mean, I bet. I don't know how you're still
this,
here.
It's just like,
it's amazing to me that you still live here after two wives have come through.
This house is a part of me as much as I am part of it. And it is a living middle finger to those people that were in my life that fucked me up, that were came and took what they wanted and left. And then this guy appears out of nowhere across the couch.
Yeah, just pops right on up.
This is what helps, though. Like, even though he's a pain in the ass and he made me bleed earlier,
yes.
I love him. I want him here. Like, he's mine.
I've gone
boy.
Since June without a pet in my home, and I'm going to have one for the new year.
Right.
It's here first, folks.
Let me ask you this. We'll dig into this a little more. What does it feel like? Because you probably experienced this. I'm sure that other people can weigh in on this. Please do so.
Yes, real quick. Our email.
Hold it. Yep.
Our email is CSLJOESHERRIE@gmail.com, and that is where you can email us. You can also message us on Facebook. It's Crossing State Lines, and we do have an Instagram, but don't message us there. Okay. All right, continue your question. What is it?
So knowing that, you're going to get a cat because cats are the best pets ever. What does it feel like knowing that you're going to have to go through what you did with Bailey to some extent, not the exact same thing, but like.
It is sad to think about it. This will be, I've had a lot of pets growing up, and I guess just only a couple few stuck with you, because Spencer, the dog that passed that was in the backyard, the tree, that one happened when I was like 13. That one I can actually like comprehend more of when it happened than when all the other cats and animals either died or were given away.
That's interesting because neither of your parents have pets anymore.
No. My mom doesn't want hair around. They go on vacation a lot.
I see that.
And
so what's your dad's
excuse? My dad had a cat when he was with Sherry for a little bit.
Yeah.
Was never usually an animal person, only with the dog Spencer. They were it's man's best friend, and they were best friends, and he loved that dog.
Yeah.
But when the cat came around, especially Jasmine, the one that was an inside outside cat, and he was
that
was so stupid of a cat. You just wanted to get outside, then wanted to get inside, then wanted to get outside.
That gives me anxiety about the neighbors over here. Their cats coming in and out. Anyway, back to our minds, though. Like,
sorry, we have ADD.
Mindset, like, obviously, it's worth it. It's worth it to
it
have.
Is.
You think it's worth it.
That, she was my best friend.
Yeah, we still have videos of,
cuddle with me every night.
Yeah, which I cannot do with this one. Yet. He's a Schizosaurus Rex, is what we're going to call him.
Get a little older, he'll want to chill more.
Yeah.
But this is when they need playtime.
Yeah. Kids. Something else, I got a lot of stuff that goes on in my head. It could take like 20 episodes to do this. Save you, counseling time, whatever. But we're down in the basement, and I got the wood stove going. I love the whole, burning firewood, the idea of, I've never paid for it. I've always, found it, just took time to, hey, you have some firewood, let me know. Everybody knows, a lot of people know that I'll take it, I want it. And I get it together, cut it up, stack it, let it season, send it down the wood chute here, and then burn it. Mm-hmm. And it saves me a lot of money. It's a lot of work, but it does something for my brain. I just enjoy it. It's like you enjoy all that hard work. I can feel right now because I'm warm in the basement.
Yeah.
And the heat isn't on.
Exactly.
It doesn't
turn. You're saving
on. Doesn't
turn energy.
On.
Very efficient people.
It's basic, and it doesn't seem like a big deal, but you're not in my head, so you don't know.
Which is why my head is even crazier, because you have a full-on fire that actually heats your house.
Yeah.
I just waited until what's this week? November, end of November.
Yeah.
So I waited until Thanksgiving week, and I know you guys know how cold it's been if you've been in Baltimore 2021. I just put my heat on.
Well, it snowed here last night.
It snowed here in PA.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
there.
Baltimore,
right.
Where my apartment
yeah.
is, and it's a little warmer than up
yeah,
here.
A little warm, but still
so,
justified
so
to
it's
put the heat on.
Been cold and brisk. And I just turned it on for the first time Thanksgiving week, because before that, with my mind, I think I have a shitload of candles. I come in, I take the time, and I go around and I light all my candles. I have a little fireplace with a candelabra on it, and I light all those candles, and it heats up my apartment. And then by the time I go to bed, it's nice and warm, and then I'm fine. I can deal with doing that, because I like the efficiency of it and saving energy of not turning my heat on.
Something about candles too, like a burning candle in the house when it's cold out, is really nice.
And
even
they smell good.
The lights off, like
it yes, and
good.
I also use it for light too, so I save so much money in right before like the heart of winter.
And it feels good to me too. Like, I'm excited about making all these candles. We have like number 31, 32, 33 that are almost finished. And I love the fact of reusing things that you'd normally throw away.
Yes.
Or we're repurposing these things to be used. It's great.
Big on
repurposing
things.
I just really love that. I want to make a small impact. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want a large footprint as far as like trash wise. I'd like to put as much in the recycling bin as I can, or reuse it somehow. Like we're gonna cut.
Your waste is my crafts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I don't want to put as much.
Also.
As little trash as I can. It just makes me feel good. Makes my mind like feel good.
I wanna. If you know the candles that you have, that the wick is just gone and you have all that wax left and there's nothing to do but to trash it, send those to us. We repurpose them into different candles. I don't know how we could do that.
Yeah, we'll pick them up. I don't care.
I know. I mean, where would we have them send it?
Your house, like in Baltimore somewhere, drop it off at Peter's or something. I don't care.
No. We'll get a P.O. box, and we'll set that up, and you guys can send us all the candles.
But it's this thought, this
all the wax.
I don't like how the society is so thoughtless and just to throw away.
We reuse the jars, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we repurpose every part of it that you're just going to throw away.
Yeah, and you got to... I just encourage people to use your brains a little more. Just think about what you're doing, especially when you're throwing things away. Well, I would say especially when you're like interacting with another human being. I would say whether you're driving, throwing trash away, whatever you're doing, could be a little more purpose behind your life rather than just, at least as far as what I'm saying, throwing things away. Where's that going to go? It's got to go somewhere.
Or until now, let's give you some tips and tricks that we have in our heads. So I feel like for saving candles, once that wick is gone and you can't like burn the wax anymore, you could set it either on the stove straight up or in a pan on the stove, melt that wax, take your hot mitts and maybe pour it into a mold, or you could just burn it for the rest of the scent. And it'll evaporate on its own. The more you burn it, the more it'll evaporate. And then you could repurpose that jar for something.
Yeah, or you could just put your stuff in that jar, your other wax in that jar, melt
yeah,
it, put a wick in the middle of it. You have yourself
a new
candle. You
need to put a wick in first and then pour the wax.
And they sell that stuff. We have it on a roll here. We're still...
Yeah,
we went through 33. Holes. We went through 33 candles. It's still going.
It was literally $20 and it was like the biggest freaking roll ever.
Yeah.
They also have smaller ones too, which you don't need if you don't
now
want
the,
otherwise. But
now the downside to wanting to repurpose things and not throw too much stuff away is what you see on the shelf back here, which bothers my brain, just like my garage.
No, see that's my craft
thing.
I have a huge little bin. I have a bin of a whole bunch of different fabrics. Like, maybe I got a hole in my jeans and I repurposed them into shorts. I still have the leg part because I'm going to make it into something else eventually.
You know what? I need to patch the holes in some of my jeans that I use for old jeans because I'm not ready to use the other ones for scrap jeans yet.
Okay.
But I want to, like...
How many scrap jeans do you have?
Two or three.
So you could give me one at a time and I can patch them up with some of the pieces
See,
I have?
See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Use your friends around you. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do.
And then you wouldn't get sawdust in your knee when you're sawing wood.
Yeah, because when I cut wood, people, I'm cutting firewood with a chainsaw, all that sawdust comes right down and inside that hole in my jeans goes into my shoe and it sucks. So,
okay.
But cool. Just some things that would make my life a little easier. I have a lot of things to do, and it's just really hard to sometimes focus on.
I'd rather it be useful now than for me to come up with a random craft with it, and that, because I have it now. Let me fix your pants.
Right. I know, too, with my brain being all over the place, being at work is it's great sometimes because I have a lot of tasks that I want to get done, and I kind of already prioritize them in my head, and then I know what I'm going to do after another one. I know once I'm done with this, I've got to do that. I'm planning ahead all the time. But sometimes it gets to be too much, and it's especially when I come home. Because when I come home, especially after coming back after like a vacation,
yeah.
I have clothes that I got to like...
See?
And then I got the wood stove to deal with.
That's
and
where
his,
my list comes from. Like, you do lists,
yeah,
too,
I do
but
too.
I do them to get them out of my head sometimes just so that I can stop thinking about them and they're there written down.
Yep.
And... Oh, I'll get to them eventually, but like now that I have them written down, as I get to them, I'm constantly like writing new lists because maybe I forgot that list at home and I'm making a new one while I'm at work. I'll get home and I'll consolidate both of them and prioritize them again. And
right.
like I'm constantly adding to it and taking off of it and adding to it and taking off of it. And like sometimes Mondays are my favorite days because they're slow in the beginnings of work for me to write down my week and literally kind of like a play-by-play of each day
yeah.
and what I'm going to do in between what I'm doing.
You know, something else, I mean, surprise, surprise, something else popped in my head here about how my mind works, and this is on the over, still on the overthinker end of things, I guess. But I think about how other people must feel sometimes. I try to do that more than not. Just how would they feel if I was like, "Hey Hannah, your makeup looks really nice today," or "Luther, I like that hat you're wearing." You know, things that pop into your head that are good things.
Try
to just share with people.
Yeah.
Like
I
don't know.
I
kind
of try and just say everything.
Yeah. I try to think about that, and on that same topic, I know there's a lot of people that helped me out when I was going through shit the end of 2020, just kind of trying to figure out where my life is headed, picking stuff up, pieces of my life that, you know, somebody tore my life apart, and I got to figure out, well, what the fuck am I going to do now? A lot of people that I shared my mind with. That I don't know how crazy it is in there. But to gain somebody else's trust, I mean, you can't just walk up to me and just start spraying your brain. Like, we got to have a relationship. We got to, like, we got to invest in each other before I can help you out or you can help me out. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for all those people that listen to me. But I think the fact that they know that I'm sharing what was in my head. Now I respect what they can say to me if they have something because they get it. They know, okay, he invested time in and so did they in hearing this whole conversation. And now it can go the other way. And we can, oh, you know, yeah, I know where you're coming from because I've been through that. Or... I know we talked about that before.
I
kind of
get what
like,
you're saying, but I'm also a little lost.
Like, if it was just a matter of me saying how I feel all the time, at some point, I want to know where you're at. Like, I want to know where you're coming from because I want a different perspective.
Gotcha.
But I can't respect your perspective if I'm always...
Oh, my gosh. So...
Is that better?
It is, yes, right. Because it made me think of... This couple on the show You on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Watch it. Highly recommend. Oh my God. It's like season 3 now. It's awesome. And even if you just watched season 3, it's fucking great. But You happened to come out of the shower and I was watching it and it said something interesting like, oh, masturbation works again. And you were like, oh, what?
You didn't see everything I was doing in the shower, did you?
No.
Ha ha ha.
so there's this couple on there, and they are very, they communicate very well. They talk, they have like a color range, like, excuse me, babe, I'm going to have to take us to a purple right now because I feel like you're holding back. And he's like, okay, we'll hold it as a purple because I need you to redo that bandage because the tape is on my wound.
Mm.
Like, it was it was interesting on how they communicated.
And saying all this, too, I also have in mind, I know, I get annoyed with myself sometimes. I get, my words get in the way, thoughts get in my way, I get frustrated. I get frustrated at myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that happens to people, too.
Yeah.
But if you get angry at someone, and you realize it's because you're frustrated or it's something else, hey, communicate.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm sorry. I got short with you there. And hey, if you don't know, say you don't freaking know.
Right.
Hey, I don't know why. I when I figure out, I'll let you know. But I'm sorry. I don't know.
Right. Like,
that's totally fair.
We did that the other day.
Totally fair.
When unfortunately we were waiting for Jen and she was late, and I was talking to my mom and I was saying, Joe wanted to leave an hour ago, and I noticed that we wanted to leave an hour ago, and then I mentioned it in the car later on. I was like,
"Yeah,
I should have said we. I'm sorry, I just like threw you out there."
And I was, I tried to explain my end of things and why I wanted to.
I mean, it's not that I didn't want to go either,
right?
Because I did,
yeah.
And I should have said we, but when you were throwing it out there because I was talking on the phone, I just said, Joe wanted to leave an hour ago, and I don't know, just said, I said it like that, and
well, and I like that.
I thought about it later and brought it up.
Well, we did that because we communicated our feelings together, and then kind of made a cumulative decision,
yes.
The best, which I think is the best thing to do because you're getting two perspectives to get it to make a decision.
I got a third party perspective too because I needed to call my mom.
Hey, and sometimes you got to do that. Hey. Listen,
but
I'm feeling this way. What should I do? Or blah, blah, blah.
That also brings me to, if there was maybe a conversation you had or an argument you had, and you're thinking about it later on, and maybe you should have said this or done this, just go back and say it.
Yeah,
just
you can still
it.
Do
just
that.
Just restate it. Say, hey, I know we were talking about this yesterday, but this is something that I thought of that I really wanted you to hear or wanted to say. Blah, blah, blah.
Or, you know, if you tell somebody, you know, the Cowboys are the best team, and you realize later that you were wrong because you are, you could go say that.
Just,
you know? You'd be like, yeah, I'm wrong. That's
like,
what's right.
Like how I just explained what I did in the car, just do that.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it later on, just say, hey, yeah, I know I said this earlier. Like, I didn't mean it like that.
Or, hey, I hated those games we played at Thanksgiving last night. I understood what they were, and I still hate them.
And I understood that you hated them, and I still liked playing them.
You know, and my game, the game with the, where you put your phone on your head and get other people guessing.
Right, yes, heads up.
I'm terrible at that.
I'm terrible
my
at that,
brain
too.
Works so, if somebody can see how my brain works at work,
I feel
see
like
how fast
we would
it is,
probably
but I don't,
be good at
I'm
it
not.
Doing it to each other if it was a topic that we both knew.
Kelly and Lauren
is
very,
very
good
at
it. Joe was good at it too.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Ooh.
It's not.
Shall we like semi start a game with our listeners and see if they can't figure out? We'll say something different of what's in it every week.
Give me a better example.
Like the green room.
I'm trying to remember the green room. I sort of remember, but I don't. You can start it though.
Okay. So. We'll see how long this takes, and I'd better be seeing some emails or some posts or something about what your thoughts are on what the green room is. What's in the green room? So, a tree would be in the green room. Let's see.
Would Bubba be in the green room?
Yes, Bubba would be in the green room.
Okay.
Not a cat, though.
I'm gonna let you. I feel like I'm starting to play it, so I feel like you just keep.
No, it's good. Let's see. there's an alley in the green room. No. There's a door in the green room. There is a door in the green room. But there is not a handle. There is wood in the green room.
That's what she said.
There is wood in the green room. You can say it, babe.
I don't know. I still haven't quite figured it out yet, which is fine. I'm not going to get frustrated about it. I just don't quite. I'm not on that wavelength
we
yet.
Aside from the alley, there's no alley. I apologize for that mishap. Just go off of those words, maybe write them down, see what they have in common, and let us know what you think the green room is made of. And until then, thank you for listening to us get inside our heads. I know this is probably the most difficult episode to follow, maybe.
I know we can go deeper with this, too. That's what she said. But there's so many things that go on in my head, I'm not sure I could share a whole lot. I think that's true with you, too. I think that's true with a lot of people.
We could also do a full episode on literally, like, just ADD, ADHD symptoms and things that we do because we have that nobody else does. Because
I know right now it's like, we're going to finish this. And I got to do this and that, and we're going to watch football, and then...
I forgot about football.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch you on my phone while football is on the beach.
You can't, but if you watch me, I'm going to be watching football.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you again for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for being patient with us.
And this is going to be our 53rd episode. We posted our 52nd episode today, which I think is pretty cool in significance because that would be a full year,
A year
of episodes.
Because we've been doing one a week.
Because if you don't know,
now you
there's
know.
52 weeks in a year.
Now you know.
So, be good human beings. Think about what you're doing. But don't overthink it.
Let's use a regular second.
Because someone somewhere...
Crossing state lines. Okay, bye.
Peace.